Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Twisted Sisters True Crime Podcast. I'm your host, Rocio.
And I'm your co-host, Erin.
So today I'm actually going to be changing things up a bit, as you can tell by the title of this episode. We will be discussing, are aliens real?
I'm excited.
So I'm just a very open-minded person, and I'm always looking into different things for answers to questions I have of this world. Do you feel like you have looked into this topic recently, Erin?
Not.
Like, have you read anything, seen anything?
No, not really. The only thing that I've heard recently about aliens has been, like, on TV shows, and obviously they're probably stretching it, you know?
Yeah.
So I haven't really looked into any of it here recently.
Okay.
No.
So
I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
For real. So that's good, because if you haven't, I'm for sure going to update you now. I'm going to give you a little bit of the tea, because what I will be sharing with y'all are a couple of reasons of why maybe you should reconsider your take on this subject if you're completely against it. And if you're already curious about it, I have some recounts from classified documents that have been released from, like, the CIA and military officials. So I would like to say that's, like, some pretty solid evidence. What do you think, Erin?
I think that's crazy that they would even, like, release it. Like, I want to know everything, and I think they're being stingy that they won't tell us everything. But at the same time, I understand. But it's also, like, why are they releasing this information? Is shit about to hit the fan?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. But, like, even the stuff that they have released is old shit. Like, this isn't the new stuff. They're still working on stuff now that they're not going to release to us or even let us know what they're working on. This is just old stuff that they're like, whatever.
Like, I get it for the people that would freak out and think that, like, you know, the world's coming to an end, or, you know, just, like, crazy people. But for people like me that I'm just nosy and I want to know, and, like, how cool would it be to know this information? Just, like, tell
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So starting this off with my first reason is the USS Nimitz event. This happened in 2004. So, the Pentagon released UFO videos filmed by U.S. Navy pilots. I will have all the videos linked on our description so that y'all can watch them too, because these are real videos that these Navy pilots got recorded, and they're finally released. Okay. It happened on November 14th, 2004. Commander David Fravor talks about this day, and he says it's one that he will never forget. So he says that he remembered seeing a tic-tac-shaped object that moved way faster than anything could at that time. And this object was just as he said. It was white. It had no wings, no rotors. And so it's just like a weird looking flying object, right? Like, literally a tic-tac mint.
Oh.
You'd be like, how is that thing up in the air?
Yeah, for real. And I think it's wild that they have video proof of some of this stuff.
Yeah. So I saw this from the History Channel in an article, and also I went and looked at the video too. In a History Channel interview, the commander said that they were flying brand new Super Hornets and that it was an air defense exercise. It was two good guys against two bad guys when this happened. And so obviously, myself, and I'm pretty sure I can say you too, Erin, we don't know much about planes or jets.
No.
So let me tell you a little something about Super Hornets. It's basically one of the best fighter jets. That's why they're called the best of the best. So it's just a really good fighter jet. And I felt it was necessary to talk about that because of what happened with the commander while he flies one of them. But first, I'm going to tell you how this whole situation happened. There was a new lady pilot. She said that she was fairly new and that she and some other pilots actually saw something a little bit under the surface of the water. And they also said that it was white and it didn't have no wings. And she specifically mentioned it looked like a tic-tac. And they also said that it had no windows and that their infrared monitors, they had failed to pick up on any exhaust fumes. So, like, it was flying off something else that wasn't gas. That's what I'm getting from that. Right?
Yeah, like it was powered. Yeah, it was powered by something that was not gas.
Yeah, to not let off any fumes. So they eventually go back to the station and they tell everyone there what happened to them. And they were shocked that they actually believed them. And the commander heard about this and he was like, OMG, what the fuck? So he literally decided to go check it out. So he goes to take a closer look and he is said to be like a badass. So he's like, I don't care. Like, I'm gonna take a closer look. So he flew down towards the water and the UFO, it shot up out of the water a little bit. And then it began to copy the commander's flight pattern. So he started doing some crazy shit to be like, what is this thing doing? And it just copied him. And it, so I was like, was it like mocking them? Maybe like,
yeah, like messing with them.
What, you think I can't do that? Like, aliens are weird. I'm just kidding. I don't know what it was, but it's very weird. And he said that after that, once it was basically just done messing around with him, in an instant, it just shot past the nose of the commander's jet and disappeared. And he was like, what the fuck? He was shook.
That's fucking for real, for crazy.
Mm-hmm. He said that he actually managed to get a lock on the UFO, which is the footage that I linked for y'all. The Navy has now officially released the footage before it had been leaked, but they said that the public was never supposed to see it in the first place. Which is weird.
Why can't we?
Yeah, I don't understand that. But there were basically just a lot of people going to them and being like, this happened. Why are we not doing anything about it? Why are we not researching this further? But I guess eventually it went nowhere with the actual government.
Yeah, like, why are we not figuring out?
Yeah.
Because the government doesn't want to face the facts.
I feel like they actually do look into it, but there's only specific people. Like, they don't tell everybody about it. I'm such a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, I feel like that they probably do, but honestly, like, if it's something that we have never seen before, then how are we going to know information or how are we going to look to find it? So it's probably a very long process. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we're still learning this stuff. It's kind of like when you think about dinosaurs. We still probably don't know every information that we need to know or, you know, want to know about dinosaurs.
For real. They're still so interesting researching to me too. Them. Dinosaurs.
Right?
And my question is,
like,
where are they at in the Bible? That's a little thing.
Well, the thing is, mm-hmm. weren't dinosaurs before Christ, or what they say, B.C.? Before Christ?
But that just doesn't make sense to me. How in the beginning of the Bible, God was like, I created Earth. But like, how did you create Earth if the dinosaurs was already here?
I know.
Oh my God.
if the dinosaurs were already here and then like something took out the dinosaurs.
That's like, that's why I'm like, where are they at in the Bible?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird. And like,
but that makes sense. Like, what you just said makes sense. But the Bible now, I'm like, why do you say that?
Yeah. Then? And then also, it's like, I think that's considered, like, from a science standpoint, Earth was created by the Big Bang. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, were they before the Big Bang? Is the Big Bang the reason why dinosaurs don't exist anymore? But also, we're finding their skeletons. So, Earth was already here. It's so confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's literally my mind. I'm like, true? Like,
true,
we found their
true.
Bones. How could we have come about from a Big Bang if it wiped them out? And, like, we wouldn't find them then.
Yeah, and also, like, humans never saw dinosaurs.
Exactly. We're just doing it based off their bones and what we think.
Yeah, that's it. We're not doing it off of any other reason.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear where they said that maybe dinosaurs could be fluffy?
Fluffy?
Yeah, because, you know, we don't actually know what the fuck their skin looked like. We don't know if it was actually scaly. We're just assuming based off of where they were at and what the place would be like, you know, I guess.
Oh, my God.
But they're like, yeah, what if they're actually fluffy?
I'm going to need Jurassic Park we don't know what the to fuck redo their entire franchise movies and make all the dinosaurs fluffy.
That would be wild.
Could you imagine?
And what if they were cute colors? What if they were, like, rainbow colors?
And what
colors?
If they weren't fucking mean? You know? What if they were all nice?
What if they were, like, yeah. What if they were like Care Bears?
Yeah, like, what if they were just fucking nice? They were like goofy. They were giant dogs. They were just goofy.
Giant golden retrievers. That'd be wild. Yes, and like you could fucking, just ride them?
Like Clifford.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Or fly with them. That'd be fucking dope.
Yeah. Damn.
All right. We're so
that
would have
been
topic.
Nice. In another right? Little multiverse.
I know. There probably is a multiverse that's like that.
Yeah, honestly. It's everything.
One can hope.
Yeah. Okay, so another interesting thing that I thought you might be interested in, Aaron, was that one of the former band members of Blink 182, Tom DeLonge. DeLonge, that's his name. He said he actually went around and he was bringing together interviewing people that are high up in the government and getting meetings with them because he wanted to discuss aliens and get insight and direction and mainly just like help about them, which I thought was like crazy that he just like had meetings with people. He was able, as a band member, he was able to get meetings with high up officials.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He said that eventually they just told him okay, but he couldn't ever disclose who they were. But somehow some emails got leaked when that Hillary Clinton scam happened where her emails got hacked by the Russians. Do you remember that? And we were just like seeing them talk about her emails forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently.
Yeah. Nobody lets those down.
Yeah. Apparently one of those emails has something to do with Blink 182 band member and aliens. And people were like, what the fuck? That's random.
Huh.
But
that is random as fuck.
It really is. In 2015, DeLonge, he founded an entertainment company called To The Stars, Inc., which in 2017, he merged into a larger To The Stars Academy of Arts and Sciences. Aside from the entertainment part of this company, the new company has aerospace and science divisions dedicated to ufology, which is just the investigation of UFOs and stuff like that. So he really made...
I've never heard that.
I hadn't either before I looked into this. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I guess there is a term for everything.
Yeah, ufology. Okay, so it turns out, though, in a 2018 financial statement filed with the SEC, the company reported that it had incurred losses from operations and has accumulated a deficit June 30th, 2018 of $37,432,000. Like, what the fuck? How you get that much money?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
So these factors raise doubt about the company's ability to continue as a going concern. And in 2019, the company produced the History Channel television show Unidentified Inside America's UFO Investigation about the USS Nimitz UFO incidents, which also features DeLonge. This is where I found out about this information. And then in April 2020, the Pentagon declassified three videos which had been captured of UFOs. And Tom, he had previously released these videos through his company back in 2017. And I just thought it was pretty cool how basically he was just saying that it was thanks to him that those videos got released because he kept talking to people and kept... just bringing awareness to it, I guess. Because he released it in 2017, and then finally the Pentagon released it in 2020. What do you think about that, Aaron?
Wow, so he kind of got the conversation started, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Pushing
more
these people
public.
To... Yeah, pushing these people to go more public with information that probably, you know, should have already been public. I feel like if something like this happens,
that the public needs to know about.
Yeah, we have a right to know about it. You know what I mean? If this is going to happen in our own backyard, I would like to know a little bit about it and maybe information on what I can do. You know what I mean? It's not so much about, oh shit, there's aliens, but like, yeah.
Like us going into a hysteria or some shit.
Yeah, like it is, oh shit, there's aliens, but it's also like, oh shit, there's aliens. Like, what do we do? You know what I mean? I feel like it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, exactly. We need to be prepared. We need to know something.
Exactly.
Okay, so moving on to my next reason. Mysterious UFOs seen by World War II airmen. So these recounts are from World War II airmen. It has to do with them seeing an unidentified flying object, or they could have just been lights. So the first to spot something was Lieutenant Fred Ringwald. He said he was riding as observer in a night fighter, and it was piloted by Lieutenant Ed Schulter. And then Lieutenant Donald J. Myers, he was on the radar. He said it was a late November evening in 1944, and it was partly cloudy. It was a partly cloudy night with a quarter moon. A quarter moon is basically like almost half of the moon.
Yeah.
I literally was trying to look up pictures, and it's basically half. It basically looks like that.
Like a quarter of the moon.
Mm-hmm. They were flying over.
Did you see the moon the other night?
What night?
The super moon. It wasn't last night. It was the night before.
No, bitch. What the fuck?
It was fucking. Yeah, it was fucking huge, and it was like pretty, like yellowish, orangish. It was. Oh my god, it was pretty. It was like for 2 days straight, basically, like the morning. I think it was like Thursday or Friday morning, and then it followed into the night and was that way too. It was fucking pretty.
Where have I been? What the fuck?
Apparently
I
inside.
I completely missed that. Apparently inside, yeah. So they were flying over the Rhine Valley on the French-German border, and Ringwald said, "I wonder what those lights are over there in the hill." And then they looked at them, and they were 8 to 10 in a row, and they were glowing fiery orange. And then Schulter, he saw them off his right wing. And then they checked with the dude on the radar, but they didn't register anything. So they were like, what is this? How are we seeing this? But the dude on the radar doesn't see nothing. That's weird.
That is weird. And, you know, like, they have to, like, report.
I think that's their advanced technology.
Yeah, and they have to, like, kind of, like, watch out because, I mean, anything at that point could be, like, out to get them.
Oh, yeah, because they'll let them know on the radar, like, yo, something's coming out towards y'all, or there's something here, right?
Yeah, they have to. Like, that's their whole point of being up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were thinking that the lights may have been some kind of German air weapon. So Schulter, he turns the plane to fight, and then the lights just vanish. Huh. And different to the other story, they didn't say anything at first because I guess they were just scared of being judged or not taken seriously. But not long, and the sighting spread through their unit. So more people started seeing these things, and it just started, like, everybody was talking about it, started talking about it. There was another sighting on December 17, 1944, near Breiersack, Germany. Is that how you say that, Aaron?
You know that I'm not good at these names.
I assume. I always forget. I'm like, do you know, Aaron?
No, I don't.
Okay. So
Breiersack?
A pilot was flying at Yeah, I assume. I don't know either. A pilot was flying at approximately 800 feet when he saw 5 to 6 flashing red and green lights in a T shape. He said the lights seemed to follow him, closing in before they just disappeared.
That's fucking weird.
And I'm like, wow. I feel like a lot of these instances, aliens, if it really is aliens, they really just come out here, look at us, mess around with us for a bit, and they're like, peace.
Yeah, or
they just leave.
Or they come out for a reason and they don't want to be caught, so they're like, oh, shit. And they're like, well, while I'm here, let me just mess with them in a minute, and then I'm going to dip out.
Yeah.
Before they can get any real evidence.
For real. And then on December 22nd, more flight crews sighted lights. One crew near, bro, I don't even know this word, Hagenau, Oh, look at me. Hagen on. They reported two lights in a large orange glow. And it seemed to rise from the earth to 10,000 feet, tailing the fighter for approximately 2 minutes. And after that, the lights peeled off and turned away, and it would fly at level for a few minutes and then just shot out. And they mentioned that they appeared to be under perfect control at all times. So you see, that's what I'm saying. They literally just mess with us and then they just leave.
Yeah, they're like, all right, I'm done. I'm bored. Bye.
Because they're like, how can you go that fast? How can you move around that fast? You're like defying the laws of gravity. And then they just shoot out.
And they're like, bye. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like they have advanced technology too.
Yeah. Because they said that it was like they seemed like they were under perfect control at all times. Like they weren't even fazed by us.
Yeah.
I believe it.
It's probably because they have such advanced technology.
They're like, look at them. Didn't our ancestors fucking drive those? They still have those?
Right. That's probably how they fucking feel.
Okay. The final sighting from these crews was from Lieutenant Samuel A. Krasny. He stated that he saw a wingless cigar-shaped object. That also kind of sounds like it could be like a tic-tac.
Yeah.
It was glowing red, and it was just a few yards away from his plane's wingtip. He was spooked, and he instructed the pilot to attempt evasive maneuvers. Evasive. So basically just do a bunch of like weird stuff. But the UFO stayed right next to their jet the whole time for several minutes until it finally just flew off and disappeared.
Of course it did.
So that instance, I'm like, he was like, I'm gonna do exactly what y'all do since y'all are trying to show off and think I can't do it. And then I'm just gonna leave.
Yeah, before you get any more evidence. Like, bye.
Yeah. And I put down, I was like, what if they were just like, oh, this is boring now. Bye. Because at first they started doing it and they were like, okay, I thought this was going to be
right,
more fun.
For
bye.
Real. Like, what? Yeah, and they're like, never mind, I'm done.
So these sightings are actually nicknamed the Foo Fighters because they were inspired by the comic strip called Smokey Stover. It was from back then. It had a firefighter named Smokey or Smoked. And he would say, where there's foo, there's fire. I was like, that sounds dumb.
I was just thinking of the band.
Yeah, the band's name actually came from that.
Oh, really?
And that's kind of...
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I think so. Huh. And so the U.S. government has never offered an explanation for the Foo Fighters, LOL. We know that the OSS, which is what the CIA used to be called... They investigated it, and the British intelligence, they investigated it, and there still wasn't any conclusion as to what they were. So that's very mysterious. So now, Aaron, again, what do you think about these sightings? These are from lieutenants and military men. I don't know. These instances just make me think.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like these instances, they were all up in the air. And I feel like you never know what's going to be there. You know, it's a lot of
for sure.
Untouched territory. And also, these are military men. There's no idea what kind of shit mm-hmm. they've gone through. And I'm not saying that they weren't real. Mm-hmm. But it's just like you never know. If you've had all these incidents and then nothing came from it, it's like, what do you expect me to think? You know what I mean?
Oh, right.
I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I'm just saying, like,
obviously, it must not be legit enough.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah, like where's the conclusion to it? Why wasn't it? Like, I know they said that people investigated it, but it's like nothing came of it. So,
or what if like they just tell us nothing came of it, and they're just like, but really, we found out all this shit, and the government, everybody's gonna freak out. Yeah. So we're just gonna keep it under.
They're shady.
Under. Because did you ever see American Horror Story and that season about aliens and vampires and shit?
No, I gave up on American Horror Story.
If you haven't, you should.
With the clowns. The clown.
I still love it.
The clown season fucked me up.
Really? I love the clown. I didn't love it, but I thought it was a pretty good season.
Asylum's my favorite.
You know, Coven is my favorite. Coven is where it's at for me.
You know, I haven't even watched that one either.
You need to watch Coven. Coven is about the witches.
Yeah, I know. I need to watch it. I wish they would change their beginning scene. I feel like the beginning to American Horror Story freaks me the fuck out for no reason.
Because it's so creepy. I love that song, though. Like in a creepy way. Yeah. I love it. I'm like, hell yeah, twerking.
I don't know. It makes my yeah. stomach turn.
Okay. Another reason why I just think that we should maybe be more curious about this is because a plethora of exoplanets were discovered. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this.
Yeah, please do.
This is something I learned while researching. It's a very cool fact that I feel makes you think and be like, maybe there could be something else. So on March 21st, 2022... literally this year, NASA confirmed the number of exoplanets is over 5,000. And we can expect the number to grow once our technologies continue to expand and we can explore more of space.
Holy shit.
Now, you may be like, what are exoplanets, Rocio?
Yeah, I was about to ask.
Thanks for asking, Aaron. Basically, they are just planets that are found outside of our solar system. Which is pretty cool, I think. And what does this information mean to us?
That is cool, but the whole thought of other planets in the solar system is usually, like, I, like stuff like that, but at the same time, I feel like school burnt me out on it. So whenever I think of, like, the solar system and all the planets, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. No.
Because I like
they make it seem more complicated, but it's really not that complicated.
Yeah, I like the...
Well, it is, but it isn't.
I like, you know... Oh, fuck. I'm losing my words. I like to think of the planets and all that, like, horoscope shit. But, like, when it comes to actually learning about the planets, I'm like, whatever, because I feel like...
You're so funny.
Because I feel like school just, like, beat the fuck out of me.
All the scientists are going to be looking at you like, what did she just say?
For real, though, because, like...
just say?
But, like, I feel like school beat the fuck out of me with, like, science shit about planets that I'm like, I do not care.
I agree, though. Not about those.
No.
We already know nothing's on those. Yeah. Well, I mean, I assume.
So, like, when you said that there's other planets outside of our solar system, that just, like, blew my mind, because I literally... thought, like, yes, there's a lot of space, but in my head and from, like, learning in school,
exactly, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I never thought there were other planets outside of our solar system. Like, what?
And that's just, like, mind-blowing, especially if you, like, if you just take a second to think about how big the galaxy is. We're like nothing. We're like sand.
It's like the ocean.
Yeah, it's like, it's just inexplicable. I just can't even.
Yeah, they still haven't discovered all of the ocean yet. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. There's still parts of the ocean they haven't discovered.
Isn't it like the majority they haven't even discovered?
Yeah, legit. And it blows my mind because it's like, how are we not at a point in technology where you can't make a submarine or equipment that gets us down there? How have we not discovered the whole entire ocean?
Exactly. We have, though. I just saw a video the other day, which is, months ago. I saw that had a submarine that literally went to the lowest point of the ocean. And he was showing what he found down there, which is a lot of nothing and a lot of weird ass looking fish.
So what the fuck are we waiting on?
That's what I don't understand either. I don't understand. There's, like, other types of life form that can just withstand that type of pressure down there and all that shit. I don't know.
Yeah. That's wild. Anywho, also, get back to your exoplanets. What?
Okay, yeah, let me get back to it. So, what does this information mean? Is that there are thousands of known planets that haven't been explored, and there are so many more waiting to be discovered. And, like, these planets could have other life forms on them, right? Maybe, possibly, I think.
I mean, it's possible.
Listen to this. The whole galaxy, everything is just so big and so old. It's literally 13.6 billion years old. And our planet, Earth, is only 4.5 billion years old. So, like, that's, like, almost 10 other billion years of, like, what the fuck happened there?
Yeah, like, what happened in those 10 billion years?
To just think that we're the only ones that have lived on Earth in that amount of time and there was nothing else? I don't know. It just seems like, seems like there would be something else. That video, so, yeah. I will have a video linked with this one too. It's on YouTube. You can even go to NASA on their government website and see the amount of exoplanets that they have discovered. They have a little timer that just goes up every time they discover a new planet. But on the YouTube video, you literally see these planets just like popping up because I guess our technology gets better and we can like zoom in or whatever. And like we just start seeing a bunch of fucking lights. And I'm like, wow, it's so beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah, I wish you could see the video. You need to see it sometime.
Yeah, I'll probably do it after this.
Okay, guys. My final reason of why I feel like maybe we should be a little bit more interested in the subject is because the Pentagon is interested in it. So, if you're not convinced on aliens or giving them a second thought, then why is the government? But for real, in 2007, the Department of Defense created a program called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program to study space-related phenomena that could not be easily explained. The program was led by military intelligence official Luis Elizondo, who sought to investigate reports of UFO encounters. 10 years later, he actually ended up quitting the Pentagon, and he confirmed the existence of the program that I'm telling you about to the New York Times, and then he went to work to the Stars Academy of Arts and Science. Does that ring a bell?
Is that the Tom thing?
Yes. This dude literally went to go work for the Blink-182's new, like, thing he built, program he built to specifically research these things. Yeah. Which I was like, that's kind of cool because you're like a legit person that's like a high ranking official and you're like, you think this is serious enough to study it further.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know? Yeah. It kind of seems to me that some people that say they have encountered these sightings, they're showing that they want the truth out. Like, from all the interviews. But some people, they saw it too and they're like, I don't want anything to do with it. Don't ever call me again. Don't reach out to me. They're like, no. So I don't know. That's weird. Because they're like, I guess maybe they don't want to be judged by people, or maybe they just, what do you think it could be? I don't know.
I mean, I get that aspect too. I feel like it's the same reason why they're not telling us about it. Because there's some people that will completely freak out about it. And then there's people that are like, okay, we need more information and we need to let people know. It's like you're either one or the other, or you're smack dab in the middle of, yes, no, I don't really care. You know what I mean? Because if you go up to anybody and ask them, do you believe in aliens? They're going to either tell you yes, no, or possibly.
Yeah.
And then they're going to tell you why.
Yeah, true. This program, it was made public on December 16, 2017. And according to the Department of Defense, the AATIP, or ATIP, I call it ATIP, ended in 2012 after 5 years. However, reports suggest that the U.S. government program still continues, which honestly wouldn't surprise me. The government never tells us the truth.
Real, though.
What do you think, Aaron? I have presented my case. What do you think?
I feel like they hide everything from us. The program probably still is about and working on shit. They probably just don't want us to know.
I believe that they are. Definitely.
For real, though, the government has its ways of hiding things, and they're going to for as long as they want to. That's how I feel.
There's also other things that I had seen, but I didn't really look into it a whole lot, about there being the CIA knowing that there was other aliens out there and that they know of 4 different types. One of them was like a cat-like human, like literally fucking big ass cats.
What the fuck?
One of them is a reptilian. One of them I think looks like a person, and one of them like looks like an alien, like a big ass head and black eyes.
No.
And I don't know how I feel about those. I haven't really even looked into it. Maybe another episode I will share those things, but that was weird. It was just one, two out there.
I feel like the person one is the freakiest one, because, like, what if they brought some of those people, aliens, here and we don't know? That's fucking weird.
Yeah. I think there was something odd about them, but they really resembled us a lot.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm. The reptilian one, everybody thinks there's reptilian people. Everybody thinks, like, government officials are reptilians.
That is funny.
I think that one's funny. I don't know if I can get on board with that one.
No, I don't think
so
either.
It's funny to me.
That'd be funny if one of those human alien things was working for the government.
Yeah. But I feel...
No, they're probably smart enough.
For real. Which I wouldn't doubt it. Ugh. There's just so much shit out there. It's so interesting. I would definitely like to make another episode, so if y'all like it... Let me know.
Oh, yes. And in the next episode, you need to talk about the, like, the fucking things that they would do, like, in crop circles or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They leave those things.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And people finding them and shit.
Yeah. We do. We should just make one together, another episode together of things that we find about aliens.
I kind of want to do one about conspiracy theories.
You should. Do the next one on conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I'm going to probably get some together and see if there's some that you haven't heard about.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fun.
That way it's still a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah. We need to change our thing. We're going to take out true crime. What are we going to put on it? We're just a podcast.
We're just a podcast. True sister or twisted. I said true sisters. Good God. Twisted sisters.
Yeah. I mean,
we like to dabble in a little bit of everything. Weird.
Yeah, just anything weird and spooky. But for real, let me know if y'all liked it. Leave me a comment somewhere. If y'all are cool like that.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, let us know if you like this type of stuff and if you want to see some more content like it.
Yeah. And I hope I didn't offend anybody that's very religious. I'm not coming out that way. I was just presenting information that I found.
Yeah, and with every podcast, every person is different. Everybody has their own beliefs, and we don't mean to step on anybody's toes about any of their beliefs. This is just our personal beliefs.
Yeah.
And we would like to hear what your beliefs are, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But let us know. Reach out to us.
Yeah, and maybe if these keep becoming...
And we'll see y'all on our...
Oh, I was going to say one thing. If this becomes, like, a thing, if we keep doing episodes like this, maybe we can open up a forum and everybody can interact and let their, you know, beliefs about the topic, too.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be fun to do, for sure.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay, then, guys.
Yep. All right, guys.
Thank you for listening to me, and we'll see y'all next episode. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.